On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it is Mark and Danny here at the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. We've been on vacation for a while, and we're back.
Back in black.
Hit the sack.
Actually, I'm not wearing black, but whatever. Okay. Nobody can tell.
I'm wearing my Chicago Cubs World Series t-shirt, thank you, even though I'm not a fan. It was given to me for free, so.
probably printed out when they hadn't won the World Series. No. But they had to get rid of the shirts.
you'd think that, but no, this is an authentic. I worked with somebody from Chicago, and she came back, like four of us got free shirts, so.
Okay, cool.
It was a win. Will probably never happen again in our lifetime, but you never know.
Probably not.
Okay, first thing off, we've had our playlist on Spotify out for about a month now. Guess how many people have subscribed to our list?
Six.
You're close. It's 10.
10?
Yes. 10, yes.
I know I did.
Yeah, and how many songs do you think are on there now?
Last I checked, there was 730.
No, there's 1,300 songs in there.
Ooh, man.
1,300. From anything from the 70s till yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, and I actually changed the name of it because it was too long. It looked like I changed it to HRTS Rock Playlist. So if you want to check out our playlist, go on Spotify. It's HRTS Rock Playlist. Go ahead.
HRTS.
It's the hard.
Oh.
Yeah, see? So it's our playlist. We got a bunch of songs on there. You can play it randomly, play it in order, you pick song, whatever you want to listen to. New stuff, old stuff. Here's the songs I've added this week. Heat Nationwide. Have you heard the new Heat album?
Yep.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of songs from the band The L.A. Maybe, Mr. Danger and Sucker Punch. That's a new band, kind of like Dirty Honey, that kind of stuff. Pretty good stuff. The Last in Line put out a new song. It's a Beatles cover of A Day in a Life.
Okay.
Which sounds like it would be weird, but it kind of works.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a little rockier than the original, of course.
Yeah, I would think so.
But you can still tell it's the Beatles song, so they do a pretty good job of it. A new song from Iconic, which is that band which features Michael Sweet, Joel Hoekstra, Tommy Aldridge, and Marco Mendoza. It's one of those Frontiers bands.
Yeah, I was going to say it's one of the bands that has been coming around lately. They have some new name, one new guy. Those seem like the usual suspects.
Right, and a new song from Michael Monroe and Orianti. So
nice.
So if I hear something new out there and I think it's cool, I just throw it up on the list. And if you want to listen to it, cool. So you can subscribe for free on Spotify. We don't get paid to do it. So
I have to check. Is there any Icon on there?
There is.
Nice.
Correct. Okay. But again, if you want to give me a list of songs that you think need to be on there and they're not on there, I will put them on there for sure.
All right. And but as long as you put "Don't Settle for Less" by Rough Cutt.
Actually, I did because I knew you liked the song.
Yeah, love that song.
Because normally I wouldn't, but I did it for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's an early birthday present.
Okay.
Yeah, and another thing also popped up I found interesting. You may not know, and I didn't know this either. They chart how our show does in different countries. Obviously, since we're based in the United States, is our strongest market. But what do you think in the last couple of months our second market is?
I'll say Canada.
You are correct.
Yes.
That's our number two market. Yes.
Well, they should be because you're all over the Canadian bands.
Yeah, because Canada rules. And the people are nice there. And the air is clean, so I like Canada. And
yeah, I've been there once.
Yeah. But you were in Toronto, right? Or is it Montreal?
Montreal, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's all Canada.
Well, they spoke French there, right?
Yeah.
It's probably Ottawa or Montreal then.
Probably.
Because I was in Vancouver, where they speak English, eh?
Okay. Everybody there spoke English, so it was fine.
And we had some listens in the other countries. Listen to this. Brazil, the UK, Russia, Australia, and Bulgaria.
Jeez. All right.
Isn't that weird?
Well, couple hola. Of,
yeah. How do you say in Russian? I don't even know what yes is or hello. I couldn't. Dos vidani is goodbye, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're not that educated. Come on, give us
a... How about the UK? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they like us there. I'm just surprised anybody would listen to a couple guys on Skype talking about rock music. Trivia. Hey. So, hey, if you listen That's from cool. another country, yeah, it's very cool. We have a Facebook page. Go and check it out. I hardly look at it, but you check it out.
I don't have Facebook.
Oh, it's also, well, if you do, you can check it out and say hi, and I'll get to your message within 3 months. How's that?
Within 3 months, yeah.
Right. So that's our business for the day. We're going to go on and do some rapid fire. Okay, Danny, let's do some rapid fire.
All right, let's see how hard you made these this time.
Well, guess what? I didn't write these questions this week.
Oh, okay.
These questions are written by Mr. Greg Taylor from Simi Valley, California.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if you've met him before, but I've known him since 1984, I believe so.
Wow.
Long
as long as we've known each other.
I saw him yesterday, and he got remarried in Maui, and happy marriage to Greg and his new wife, Brandy.
All right, cool.
So shout out to them so he can play this for his wife and impress his new wife that he's on a podcast.
He's on a podcast. He's famous.
Yeah, he is. So these questions are coming from him.
All right, and let's see if they're difficult, easy. Let's see.
I had to help him out a little bit because the first couple of questions were like, no, that's in the... Whoops, sorry. Whoops. That's not what I was trying to do. Sorry. Okay. Well, we'll keep that in there because, yeah, we screw up every once in a while. Okay. Question number one. Are you familiar with Pink Floyd, The Wall, the album?
Yeah.
There's a song on there called Mother. The original drummer for Pink Floyd was Nick Mason. Had a difficult time with the song because it had a bunch of different signature changes. 5/8, 9/8 so far. So, and they are on a tight schedule. So they found another drummer to play on that album. Who plays on the song Mother?
Whoa.
Who has the skills to play that song?
The time skills like that.
I can tell you the skills. 5/8 and 9/8 are some of the time signatures.
Okay.
So, yeah, it changes. It's got a whole list of progression. So, yeah, you have to be a super skilled drummer to pull that off.
And this is it Cozy Powell?
Incorrect. I am shocked. Oh. This drummer has passed away. Well, actually, Cozy Powell's passed away. The answer, Jeff Porcaro.
Whoa. Man, I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So that's his first question. Jeff Porcaro. And I told Greg that you'd probably get 2 out of 3 of these questions. So if you bomb on this stuff,
you'll be embarrassed.
I will be embarrassed for you and your family.
Yeah. My family will be embarrassed for me.
Okay.
Man, Jeff Porcaro. His anniversary of his death just happened.
How long has it
yesterday
been?
Yesterday or day before?
It's like 30 years or something like that or more.
Yeah. 33 years, I think. 32, something like that.
Jeez.
Man, monster drummer. Shush.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, check out some of his videos on YouTube. He is so technically perfect. It's unreal. And just unbelievable.
And that's why everybody used him, huh?
Absolutely. That's why he was on Steely Dan and, of course, in Toto and Boss Gags.
Yep.
And everybody else.
Yeah.
Wow. Michael Jackson. Anyway. All right. Question number one for you. How many guitar players have recorded with the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Ooh.
I'll just take a number. You don't need to name them.
4.
Oh, you're halfway there. It's been 8.
Wow, I can only think of... There was the first guy,
And then there was the second guy.
The first guy, was it Hilly something, Slovak or something like that?
I don't know. I hadn't heard. I've heard of like three of these guys. That's it.
And then it was John Frusciante, right? And then there was Dave Navarro. And then there was another guy. And then John Frusciante came back. So I'm only familiar with four guys.
Yeah, there were guys all mixed in there. But those are the ones that have actually recorded with them.
Wow, okay.
Not just some guy that played with them for a week.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I like some of their songs. And I think they're entertaining live.
Oh, yeah.
But, I wouldn't pay for a Red Hot Chili Pepper. I wouldn't pay to see them. But if somebody's giving me free tickets, I would go for sure.
I'd go see them if they were part of a good bill.
Yeah. I mean the drumming and the bass playing, and they're all good.
Oh, they're all great. I mean, Flea's amazing.
Yeah.
But
except I don't want to see them wearing just the socks thing. I'm not into that part at all.
Good Lord, no.
No, especially when they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're in pretty good shape. I just saw a video of Rick Springfield playing live. The dude is 73. He's playing without his shirt on. He's got no fat on him. He's ripped. You can see he's got a little six-pack. 73. The guy looks like he's 30. It's ridiculous.
That's why he's Rick Springfield.
Yeah, I think he's a vampire.
All right.
Something like that. Or he sold his soul to Satan. But check it out. Rick Springfield is ridiculous.
I think Richard Marx is about the same. If you see, like, he's on Instagram and Twitter all the time.
Yeah, but he's pictures not 70, of him. Yeah, he's not 73 though.
Well, he may be up there, but still 73. Jeez.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He's a freak.
Yeah.
Richard Marx, I think, is playing around here too.
We're going to see him in D.C. in I think November.
Yeah, people forget how many hits that guy had.
Oh, between his and the one he wrote, ones he's written for other people.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
That's why he's got.
Why he lives? I think he lives in Malibu.
Yeah, along with Richie Kotzen and Butch Walker. Richie Kotzen's playing tonight. He's playing in about 2.5 hours from now, like 5 miles from my house.
Damn. Well, we got to get off here so you can go.
I might have to do some other things with my mom or something. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Richie Kotzen a lot. Unfortunately,
my mom won't let me go.
Yeah, no, it's not that. But I may have to. It's family business where I have to sit down and talk with her. So one of those things. Sucks. Okay. Question two for you. What blues legend played on a Toto album? And it's an instrumental song. I'll give you the album if you need me to.
Sure. Go ahead.
Fahrenheit.
Blues
legend. And it's an instrumental.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
We have breaking news for you here on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. If you know Greg Taylor from Simi Valley, please let him know that Miles Davis is a jazz legend and not a blues legend. I didn't catch this right away. He gave me the questions right before the show. So please stop Greg if you see him and tell him Miles Davis is a jazz legend. Okay? Now, back to the show. And he played on a Toto album.
I'm going to say B.B. King.
Wow. 0-2.
Damn.
Shocked. The song is Don't Stop Me Now, I think.
Yeah.
Miles Davis. Miles Davis plays on a Toto album.
I don't know if I knew that.
Wow.
I know the song, Don't Stop Me Now. Great song. Well, I know that's kind of, I'm going to say no matter what song you pick from Toto, great song.
So Greg Taylor from Simi Valley, California is whooping your ass, Danny.
Okay, well, good for him.
And I told him you were going to nail these. I'm wrong. Okay.
All right, well, we'll see.
And I forgot to tell you, he's a total freak like you are.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
you guys are bonded in that way.
Damn it. All right. Well, question number two for you. What do the following albums have in common? Slayer's Rain in Blood, Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magic, The Beastie Boys' License to Ill, Audio Slave, Out of Exile, and Lady Gaga, Art Pop.
I'm going to say they have the same producer.
Which is?
Rick Rubin.
That is correct.
Yes. At first, when you said the first two albums, I was like, all albums with blood in it?
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
I didn't know about the Lady Gaga thing. I had no idea.
His production portfolio is unreal. I mean, it's not just rock, metal, that kind of thing. It is everybody. That's why I put Lady Gaga in that list. It's he had Johnny Cash's greatest hits.
Yeah, but they're already recorded. How hard is that?
Yeah, how hard
I
is
like
that?
This song. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, okay.
And I heard he's kind of weird. He's kind of a hands-off kind of guy. He just kind of listens and tells people what he wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not really a master knob twiddler. I don't even know, but I know he's different than a lot of people.
Well, his name's on a lot of albums.
Well, he's a millionaire for sure.
Oh, no question. All right, so you're 1 for 2. Great okay. job.
All right, question 3 for you. Are you familiar with Cheech and Chong's second movie, Next Movie? Do you remember seeing that?
Probably last time I saw it was with you in high school.
Okay, well, there's a scene in there where he's playing his Chong is playing his guitar next door to his neighbor, and he's annoying the hell out of his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays part of Foxy Lady, and he plays part of Star Spangled Banner, and he plays really awful. Can you tell me who's really playing that?
I'm going to guess Steve Lukather.
You'd be correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
I read that in Steve Lukather's book. He talks about that. And it was really hard because he's trying to play shitty and he just can't.
Yeah, and I think he threw his guitar on the ground. And he said he's made up like to $100K off of that, just playing that little crap in the movie.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So 1 for 3, you redeemed yourself in Toto Trivia.
All right. Well.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's good. Thanks, dude, for the questions.
Yeah. Greg Taylor, kicking ass in Simi Valley, California.
Kicking Toto ass.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Question 3 for you. This is the name game.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yep. Who is Michael Bolzeri?
Michael Bolzeri. I'm going to guess the first initial thing comes out as Michael Bolton, but I don't think that's probably right. Am I right?
Is that your answer?
I'm going to say Michael Bolton.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Not even close.
Okay, well, give me a hint.
We've already talked about him on this show.
Today?
Today.
It's not Jeff Beccaro. It's not Steve Lukather. It's not Miles Davis. Well, shoot. I don't know. better hint? It's Lady Gaga.
It's Flea.
A Flea? Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I was 1 for 3.
Yeah. Yep, we're both 1 for 3, so we tie. We have to split the money.
Oh, you know, we forgot to mention something. This show is produced by your daughter this week.
Oh, that's right. She's my daughter, my oldest daughter, Annie, chose the bits for today because she likes these bits.
Okay, so if the show sucks, blame Annie. And she live in Delaware?
Yes.
So if you
Annie in Delaware.
And blame her for the crappiness of this show. But if it's your favorite show, then we might have her produce every week.
Yeah. If you love the show, send the money to her.
Right. She wants to go on a big, expensive vacation somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay. So.
All right. So both 1 for 3. All right.
So, but we have to play something really exciting next. How about we play a commercial?
Ooh, even better.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, Greg's first questions were like, oh, they're all like, his questions are all opinion-based. Like, no, these questions have to be facts, not like, which one do you think?
What's the best Toto album?
Like, yeah, which song is more iconic is one of his questions. Like,
oh, gee.
How are we going to measure that? It was like Sweet, Love is Like the Oxygen, or Don't Fear the Reaper. Which one's more iconic? There's no right answer there. So I had to write it back.
It
has to be fact-based, not your opinion. Because your opinion might be different than somebody else's opinion. Oh.
Dana does that all the time.
Really?
She's like, what's the best Olivia Newton-John song?
It's the what? Well, if it's almost the one that's sold the most copies, then yeah. But if it's the best, it's the one that you like the best. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't know. What's the answer? You tell me.
Right. I'll give you the greatest hits, and you pick the one you like the best.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, welcome back from that awesome commercial. Time for a little bit of intellectual poetry where we read some lyrics. We do not put any kind of melody or rhythm into it, so you have to guess the name of the artist and the name of the song. And this is a lot harder than it, well, it's, for me, it's a lot harder than it seems, unless, you know, you just happen to have iconic lyrics, but usually we don't pick those.
Yeah, and the fact that you're a musician, it's hard for you, but I have no musical talent whatsoever, so it's pretty damn easy for me, except the reading part.
Yeah, there's the reading. So, all right, I think I got a good one for you this time.
Okay, let's hear it.
And I don't think I've done it before, so we'll see.
Well, we hope not. Sometimes we have that issue.
All right, so here we go, the lyrics. In one ear and out the other, told myself this girl was trouble, yeah. Everyone that looks at her has tragically got stuck in love. Can't do the chorus. The second verse, never thought I'd understand, but she's too good, but not for just one man. Yeah. Round and round she goes, and who she's with, don't want to know.
Ooh, that sounds familiar. Round and around we go. Something like that.
Well, you're thinking of Skid Row. It's not Skid Row.
No, it's not Skid Row, and it's definitely not Rat. Yes, I'm thinking of Skid Row, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, is it Aerosmith?
No, but you're not too far off, I guess. So it is an American band.
Okay, American band.
So the third verse is basically a combination of the first two.
Okay. So
in one ear and out the other, told myself this girl is trouble. Round and round and round she goes, and who she's with, don't want to know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Kicks?
No, I guess that's a little bit closer. It's an 80s hair band.
Okay, well, 80s American hair band.
And the song came out in 2000. I don't think it was officially on an album, but it was released.
Okay, so it was like a one-off single type deal or in a movie or
kinda.
Something?
Kinda. It's associated with a particular album, but... And the singer on this song is not the lead singer of the band.
Okay. How many guys in the band?
There's four guys in the band, except when this guy sings, I guess the singer goes off stage.
What does he
do? At least he did in the video that I watched earlier today.
Is it okay? Poison.
Yes, that is correct.
Is it I Hate Every Bone in Your Body But Mine?
Yes, that's it. Even though I wish you was mine.
That's so funny because I heard that song about 3 days ago and I was thinking, maybe I should do that for intellectual poetry. And you did it.
I hate every bone in your body but mine. I can't wait till I can hate you tonight.
Yeah, not much to the lyrics there, but I like that song too. A lot of Poison purists don't like that song, but they like to stick to the first three albums, which Poison only really plays from the first three. They don't play anything after that. Which is sad, because there's some good songs after that. But yeah, love that
song. This was on Power to the People, which was the Richie Kotzen album, but no. This was kind of... It wasn't?
No.
I thought it was.
No, that's CC singing and playing.
I know it's him singing on that song.
Yeah, Richie Kotzen was in way before, early 90s, like 91. And he was on Native Tongue,
mm-hmm.
which is the fourth album. Power of the People came... Light was 99 or something like that.
2000.
So yeah, Richie Kotzen was only there for like 9 months. I did see him. Right. I did see him live with them, and it was pretty great. I think, wow, this is a good match. This is gonna last. And nope. Yeah. The whole.
All right.
You hear the whole story behind that?
No.
So Richie, I guess Ricky had a girlfriend, and I think they kind of broke up. And right as they kind of broke up, Richie stepped in and started. Seeing this girl, and the band didn't take too kindly to it. And they kicked him off the bus one day, and he was gone. And I guess Richie ended up marrying this girl and then divorcing this girl. And later on in life, Ricky and Richie got together and basically made up. So, and they all went on to marry other people and lived happily ever after. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the story. I'm sticking to it.
So Richie married the girl bass player then.
Yep. The British, that she's Brazilian. She plays in Vixen now.
She's good too.
She is good. I see. Yeah. I follow him on Instagram as well. So he's always on playing.
Yeah. I saw him do an Iron Maiden song with Adrian Smith and that group they were in.
Wasted Years.
Yep.
Pretty good too.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't suck. So this week I got a song for you. I know you know the artist. I'm not sure you know the song, but I know that, and I know you know every one of the, there's four songwriters in this song, and you know every one of them. They're all name guys.
All right.
And it's a song that I like. I'm not sure if you know, but we'll give it a shot here. Okay. When I look back at my time at the track, and I played, and I played, and I played, and I was shooting the craps at the back of Fat Jack's Come On Fade Me Jake. I'm a Las Vegas dreamer that took me to the cleaners. A bath, what a bath, what a bath I take. A fish on a hook, I was rattled and shook because I lost my steak. What do you think?
Oh, jeez. Is it Winery Dogs?
Incorrect. All right. This song came out in the late 70s, and it's by a solo artist, American.
Okay.
Okay, I'll skip the chorus. I'm a gambling fool with a roll and a cue. Wanna play, wanna play, wanna play with me. Put on my ass on the line, rub on my nose in the grime, and they picked me clean. What do you think?
Jeez. Is it Elvis?
Incorrect. It's not Elvis. I'll give you two of the guys who wrote this song.
All right.
David Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Lukather.
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you the third guy, Bernie Taupin.
Huh.
I know. Two of those guys are... Well, David Foster and Bernie Taupin have written so many legendary songs, it's ridiculous.
And Steve Lukather's played on all of them.
Yeah.
So, jeez.
It's a solo artist.
And it's American. Shoot.
American. And he's been around since the 60s. And he's still playing live today.
Jeez. Oh, crap. Rick Springfield.
No. Not a bad guess. This guy's even before Rick Springfield. Okay. A fish on the hook, I was rattled and shook because I lost my steak. I took that serious. All of my life is a laugh and a joke and a drink and a smoke, and then I passed out on the floor. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again. That's pretty much most of the song. All right, more hints. This guy was a lead singer of a band who was really popular, and that band broke up in 75, and then he released a solo album, and he's been a solo artist ever since.
The American part's throwing me.
I'm not sure if you've seen him live. You might have. But I have seen him live several times.
Neil Diamond.
Nope. You're getting closer.
Oof.
Okay. You want me to tell you who it was?
Give me the chorus.
I gave it to you.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, laugh and a joke, a drink, a smoke, and then I passed out on the floor. Again and again and again and again and again.
I have no
serious idea.
Serious.
It's so serious. He has a girl's name.
It's a girl's name?
His first name is a girl's name.
Alice Cooper.
Correct.
Jeez.
The song is titled Serious. But the Alice Cooper, Bernie Taupin, David Foster, Steve Lukather. Ridiculous.
That's the, I wonder if they got in a room together and wrote that.
Probably, because this is the album he made after he went to the insane asylum. So he wrote this album about being in the insane asylum. It's called From the Inside. It's a great album. So him and Bernie Taupin wrote all the songs together. So I guess they needed a little help on this particular song, and they brought in those two guys.
Yeah, that's a heck of a call to make.
Hey, let's call up David. Let's bring him over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool album.
David Foster. Jeez.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Hey, Steve, come down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, you busy?
Yeah, it was weird because on the tour, it was Davey Johnstone playing guitar in his touring band. And if you know anything about Davey Johnstone, he was Elton John's guitar player and still is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I'm sure that's where the Bernie Taupin link comes in.
And Bernie Taupin was the guy responsible for turning him onto cocaine and almost killing him. Weird, huh? Because he went in for alcohol, and his wife was going to leave him, and he cleaned himself up, and then he got one taste of cocaine, and he almost died because of it.
Jeez.
But they've made up since then, so happy ending all around.
Yay.
Yay.
Shiny, happy people.
What's the name of that? Because it's on the documentary Super Duper Alice Cooper, which I just saw last night. This was where I got the question from. It's on, it's not Reels. It's one of those music-based video channels.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that Mark Cuban used to own. I can't. It's 340 on your DirecTV dial if you still have it. But I forgot the name of the damn station. But they play concerts all the time on that show.
I don't have it.
You don't? You don't have DirecTV?
I don't have DirecTV.
Okay.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here we are back with another news break. The channel I was trying to remember was Access TV, channel 340 on DirecTV. That's AXS TV, Access TV. It's pretty cool. Now, back to the show. Good stuff all around. Check out that album. Check out the Poison song on Spotify, hey, or Apple or Google, whatever.
YouTube.
I bet you a lot of people aren't familiar with it. I'm sure there's going to be a big resurgence for those bands in that stadium tour. You know, they just played two nights at Boston, Fenway Park.
Really?
Two sold-out nights in Fenway Park. Ridiculous.
That's cool.
For bands that are long past their prime, you know?
Yeah.
Motley, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett doing killer business.
Well, Fenway's kind of small, but...
Is it really? I've never been.
Yeah, compared to, like, they played in the National Stadium and the Phillies Stadium. Those are a lot bigger. Okay. Fenway's tiny. It's awesome to watch a game there, but it's small.
Is it one of those places you can sit anywhere and feel like you're... Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting... First base side, about halfway up on the lower section, and it's like you're right there on top of them. I'm like, geez, this is nothing like these mega stadiums that all the other teams play in.
Put the nets up. I'm going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people were actually pissed about that. Oh, putting the nets up is not the same. Yeah, but you're saving lives, and when a bat or a ball comes screaming
you
at you.
How about you watch that video of the little girl that got hit by the bat?
Yeah.
Watch that again, and then some tell me, oh, I can't see. What? What can't you see? Exactly. What part are you missing? Oh, that pisses me off.
Yeah, it does. I mean, finally, Major League Baseball had some common sense to put the damn nets up. So.
Yeah. I mean, to the end of the dugout wasn't enough. You know, down past the bases, it's a whole lot better.
Yeah, you almost been hit by a foul ball?
I have. Yeah.
Scary as hell if you don't have a glove.
Shoot, still. I mean, even the foul balls that are coming over the nets and past where they are. I mean, granted, you have time to prepare yourself for the impact, but you can at least catch it or move out of the way or something. Those other ones, if you blink, all of a sudden the bat's in your face. No way.
Yeah, if you're reaching down to grab your Coke and you look up, oh, yeah, you're a goner, man. You're going to the hospital.
Yep, exactly.
And I'm not counting on my wife to catch that thing. It ain't happening.
No way. Shoot.
Yeah, how do we get on that tangent?
Yeah, well, anyway.
But anyway, we're going to go to the bit that everybody's been waiting for.
Da, da, da. Six and 30.
Six and 30. Produced by Annie Danny. Danny's daughter.
Yeah, she's a big fan. She listens all the time.
Good. I hope she. Well, why don't she tell her friends so we can triple our listenership there? You know?
I don't know one of her friends that would be into it.
I'm surprised she listens. I was shocked when your dad listened. Like, wow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we haven't recovered from that loss of our listenership. We need some more people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
One of my younger daughter's friends came to see my band play one time. And next time I saw her, she said, I like your little band, Mr. Davis. Oh, Jesus. Thanks.
Mr. Davis.
Yeah, I like your little band.
You guys are so cute. You play all that rock music.
All that rocking.
Ooh.
I like your little band. I could see Annie's friends being, I like your little show.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute, but I'm not going to listen again.
It's like, yeah, come by next time. We're going to play Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden the whole time.
The whole time. That's all we're going to talk about.
See how cute we are. So this show is going to be posting tomorrow. So any live dates that we need to tell the fans about from your band? They're coming up?
Oh, yeah. I'm playing Friday at Schaefer's on the canal.
Friday at Schaefer's in the canal.
Friday, August 12th.
And the name of the band is, again, I forgot.
Beacon.
Beacon, the mighty Beacon.
Beacon.
Is that in Delaware or Maryland?
That's Maryland, Chesapeake City, Maryland.
Chesapeake City, Maryland. So come on down.
Right on the canal.
Yell. That's awesome. I listen to the Hard Rock and Trivia Show, and Danny will buy you a beer, maybe.
Sure. What the hell?
Not even a light beer, a real beer.
A real beer. Yeah, they have real beers at that place.
Oh, nice. No, apparently, see, you hear that? He just finished his beer. All right, so let's do a little 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, here we go, everybody. Time for a little 6 and 30, where we put together 6 clips of songs in 30 seconds. And you got to come up with the name of the artist and the song. Well, no, this time just the name of the artist. So,
okay.
That's hard enough. The name of the song would be impossible.
So. And what's the theme this week?
Okay, the theme this time is kind of a good one, I think. Today, the Phillies paid tribute to their 2008, or no, their 2000, no, their 1980.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to get it out. They're 1980 World Series winning team. So
Go ahead.
They also won the series in 2008. So these are all songs from albums that released in 2008.
2008.
As you can tell, I'm a big Phillies fan. So
yeah. Are any of the guys still alive for the 1980 team?
Yeah.
Is Mike Schmidt, was he on that team?
Mike Schmidt. Yeah. Pete Rose came out.
Holy crap.
Yeah, first time he's been seen in a baseball event since he was suspended. First time today.
And how did he look?
He looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg Luzinski was there, Steve Carlton.
Cool.
There were like 30 guys from that team still there. But, wow. You know, they're looking pretty bad. But still.
They don't look as good as Rick Springfield, you're saying?
No, not at all. None of them had their shirts off.
No, okay. I saw Pete Rose once. I was playing basketball in Mason Park in Chatsworth, California, and he was in the gym watching me play against his son.
Oh, wow.
And he was sitting by himself, and I don't think anybody hardly knew who he was.
Really?
Because there was probably, besides the people playing the game, there was probably about 8 other people in the gym, and he was just sitting there watching his kid play basketball. It's like, holy shit. I mean, this is before we had the cell phones and all that stuff, because if we'd have known, we probably went all over and went and take a picture with him or something. Or
yeah.
But no, we kind of left him alone. I was like, well, Pete Rose, cool. Who should?
Yeah, I was back in the day, I was a big Reds fan, the Big Red Machine. And he was all part of that, and then he traded to the Phillies, and they won the 80 World Series. But he was a big part of that. Man, the guy was – I would not want to see him running at you.
No. Was it,
good
was
God.
Ray Fosse, who got wiped out at the plate in the All-Star game.
Yep, ended his career.
Jesus. Yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care if he bet on baseball or not. Like, the way the guy played to win, always.
Always. Even, they were talking today about a game where they were up by like 10 runs, and he hit the ball and he was stretching it for a double, and he wiped the guy out at second, and everybody was pissed. And you're up by 10 runs. What are you doing? He said, I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
You want to take it out, or you want to not play and give up? That's your problem. I'm playing the game.
Yeah. If I'm in. Yeah. Take me out if you don't want me to play, but I'm in. I'm playing full speed and steam. You got to respect that guy.
Absolutely. So I was really happy to see him out there for that.
And how we got on a baseball tangent, who knows?
I have no clue. Oh, because that's the theme.
Yes. 2008 albums were released in 2008, which is going to be pretty difficult because this is not stuff we really, the stuff that's from like the 80s and 70s is easy for us because we listen to that stuff all the time and it's in our DNA. But 2008, I think it's going to be pretty rough for me, Denny.
Well, let's see. I think you'll get three or four.
Okay, so I'm going to get my pen and paper out, and I'm going to try to get some of these. Wish me luck. Here we go. Whoa. I might get three. I think I can get three, but those three other ones, God, they sounded so familiar. But, yeah, it sounds.
I'm interested in which is the third, because I know two of them you won't get, but the other one I'm interested to see which one.
Yeah, so let's try this again here, then I'll give you my responses or guesses. Here we go. Ooh, God. I'm close on some of them. I know it. Okay.
All right. So what do you think?
Number one, got on the voice. That is Motley Crue.
That is correct. That's from Saints of Los Angeles.
All right. Number two, as Vengeance. He says Vengeance is Mine. Ah, it's familiar, but I don't know. This is a guess. Is it Judas Priest?
No, it's not. The album is called Along Came a Spider.
That'd be Alice Cooper.
Yes, it would.
Jesus.
I didn't know that album was basically a theme album about a guy that was killing people to get their legs so he could make himself an arachnid costume with people's legs.
I didn't know that either.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to have to revisit that album just based on that song sounded pretty cool.
There's a couple songs on there that are kind of hard to listen to, but some others are great.
So. Yeah, the newer Alice Cooper is hit and miss, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like his whole career, actually. There's some albums that are great, and some others like, yeesh.
Dude, what the hell was that?
Oh, God. In the 70s, it was he had that Lace and Whiskey, and Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, I think are absolutely awful. But before that...
Well, maybe that's a second chance opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one.
Hey, you made me listen to Warrant.
Yeah, well, maybe we have to revisit that one. Maybe Alice Cooper. I'll let you pick, maybe. Alice Cooper Goes to Hell or Lace and Whiskey, I think, are both awful. But,
all right.
Well, we'll think about that one. Okay. All right,
so back to 6 and 30.
All right. Number three, I believe, is AC/DC.
That's correct. That's War Machine off Black Ice.
Machine, yeah. Not the Kiss song, but
not the Kiss song.
Number four, I believe, is Tom Petty.
You're very close.
Oh, it's the Wallflower. No. Petty and the Heartbreakers. Oh, what was that name of that band that I forget he did with his buddies?
Yep.
That's what it is. It's the name of the band, and I'm not going to get the name of the band. What letter does it start with?
M.
That doesn't help at all. No. Magnum.
No, that's not even close to sounding like Magnum.
Okay, what is it?
No, the band is Mud Crunch.
Mud Crunch, okay. Well, it was Tom Petty singing.
Yeah, and Mike Campbell's in it, and it was most of the Heartbreakers, but yeah.
Okay, fine. I didn't get that one.
Mud Crunch.
Mud Crunch. Sounded cool, though, actually.
It's pretty mellow. It's, if you like Tom Petty, you should like him.
Yeah, Tom Petty, again, hit or miss for me. Some of them I love, some of them I hate. Number five is easy. That's Metallica.
Yep. Yeah, it's off Death Magnetic.
Yeah. And number six.
One of the biggest bands of the time.
Oh, I don't know. Foo Fighters.
No, the band is Disturbed.
Disturbed. Yeah, I don't know any Disturbed.
Yeah,
except they, for one song.
Their singer is a very distinctive voice, so if you picked up on that and had it in your head, you
might have had it. I know Down with the Sickness. I think they did a cover of. Didn't they do a cover of a Tears for Fear song? Shout.
Did they?
I think they did, and that's the only two songs I know from Disturbed. It just escaped me for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Well, you were 4 for 6.
No, it was 3 for 6.
3 for 6. That's right. You didn't get Alice Cooper. So that's not too bad.
That's funny. I did an Alice Cooper song for you and missed the damn Alice Cooper song. What an idiot.
You did an Alice Cooper song for me?
Yeah. Oh, for the intellectual poetry.
Yeah, poetry.
And then I bomb it in the next segment. Jesus. That's embarrassing.
Well.
All right. So my 6 and 30 for you this week is similar to yours, but all this, what the theme is, the running theme is, these are all from debut albums from 1982.
82?
82, the year I graduated high school and you were a sophomore. So I'm pretty sure you've heard most of these. Some of them you probably haven't heard in a long, long ass time.
All right, well, here we go. Songs from 82.
Yep. Okay, Danny, and that stuff sound familiar?
Yeah, I think I got 4, maybe 5.
Wow.
I'm not sure about.
I'm making
the last one, no chance.
I'm making this too damn easy.
Oh, I don't think so. These are not
okay.
These are not easy.
Debut albums from 1982.
Oof. All right, well, let me see. Man, some of these I know I've listened to back when they came out. So it's just a matter of if I remember the name of the band, but let's see.
Okay. All right, Danny, you heard them. You probably heard every one of those at least once in your lifetime.
Yeah.
But probably not.
All right.
Okay, here we go. The easiest one is first. The
first one is Missing Persons.
That's cool.
Can you hear me?
Or do you hear me? Yep.
Whatever. The next one, I think that's Coney Hatch.
And you would be correct. 2 for 2.
All right, let's see.
It gets harder from here.
This one, oh, man. I remember hearing the song. Shoot. I can't remember. I don't know who that one is.
Okay, so that's a miss. I'll give you a hint. You know, you missed it. It's a 3-piece band from Detroit. The lead singer's name is Nikki Buzz.
Oh, Vendetta.
Vendetta, yep. Released one album and goodbye.
Yeah, that I remember listening to that a lot.
It's still a good album.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Well, it never took off. Who knows?
Next one is Asia.
Yep. Well, I was surprised. I didn't even know that sound. Soul Survivor.
Yeah.
That's an album I don't think I've ever listened to.
Next one's definitely Night Ranger.
Correct.
And the last one, No Clue.
Okay, so.
I don't even know if I ever even heard that song.
The name of the band?
Survivor.
Stranger.
Stranger. I don't even know that band. I don't know that I've ever heard of that band.
I had the album, and you listened to it. You borrowed it. It came out the same time as Vendetta. I mean, and it's way out of print. I mean, it's hard to find. I mean, I have it, but it was their one major label release, and they got dropped. And after that, they released a couple other albums independently, but never went anywhere after that. But the album is really quality, good stuff. I didn't even think it's better than Vendetta's album.
Wow.
But it just, for some reason, didn't.
I liked Vendetta because they were a little bit harder.
Yeah, definitely.
Stranger. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, they were out of Florida. The melodic hard rock band. Fit the times. And if you don't have it, I can send it your way.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So you got, I think you won.
Four.
Four. Yeah, no, you got five. No, yeah, four out of six.
Yeah.
You are the winner. And I thought I said, I'm going to make this harder for Danny because he's killing me on this every time we do it. You probably beat me four times in a row, probably. Maybe even five times.
I don't know. You made a hard one like two times ago that kicked my butt.
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but I need to find that fire again because I'm... I picked a Night Ranger song that wasn't the obvious choice.
Right.
Play Rough. Which is a cool song, but they have that signature sound though. So
oh, they do. They got the keyboards and bring in the guitars. And
in the Asia song, I didn't want to do a hit, and I didn't. But you got it right away. So
well, Asia's pretty. Their keyboards have a certain sound.
Yeah, and that album was huge. So I think everybody owned it at one point.
I'm surprised I remember the Coney Hatch. Cause I'm not a huge Coney Hatch fan.
Really? Well, the first album is the best.
Yeah.
And the third album is good. Second
maybe
album.
That's where I listened to the first album more than any of them.
Yeah, but I bet you went back and listened to it. And you go, oh, shit, I forgot how good this was.
Hey, I like that song. Wait a minute.
From Canada. Yes.
I know.
I think
I saw this graphic that had the U.S. and Canada, and it had this red line about equal to Detroit through Canada, and it said 50% of Canadians live south of that line.
Really?
And it's like it was further south than the main U.S. Canadian border.
Okay.
And it was crazy, like within 100 miles of the U.S. border.
Yeah, because going up further north is too freaking cold in the winter.
Oh yeah. I met a lady at a conference I went to. She lived in Yellowknife, Canada.
I was just gonna mention Yellowknife too. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I know where that is, too. It's way up there.
That's way up there. But that's where she's from. And she, I asked her, so can you see the Northern Lights? She said, every night. Like, God.
I used to watch that Ice Road Trucker show. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I think they used to go to Yellowknife quite a bit. And, yeah, it's like, hey, there's 12 people there. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was with the learning management system that I work with, that was the conference I went to. Why she was there, I don't know.
She was happy to get out of Yellowknife, apparently.
Yeah, probably so.
Or, hey, you know what? We love Yellowknife. So if you're a listener from Yellowknife, tell the other 11 people to listen to our show, okay? What else you got to do this winter, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're going to be holed up inside anyway, so.
Yeah. We love Yellowknife, I guess. We got to look that up. I wonder if they even have a high school there, I'm going to guess. What are they called? The Yellowknife what? Yellow jackets? Knives? I don't know.
Butter?
Yellowknife butters. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Let me go.
Yeah, look it up. Now I'm curious. Why not?
Let me go. Let's check this out.
The Yellowknife Anvils. Oof.
I can't believe Anvil has another album out.
Yeah, they do because they're prolific. Gotta respect that. I think they're reissuing the movie. They redid it. The
did they?
The documentary. Okay. Putting it out again. Maybe with some bonus material. I actually bought that on DVD somewhere, but
I don't know. I think I bought it. I don't remember.
All
right, so this is 250 miles south of the Arctic Circle.
Okay. How many people? What's the population, does it say?
19,569 in the 2016
okay.
Canadian census.
More than I thought there'd be. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a high school there, a Yellowknife High School.
Actually, the population of 2021 is 20,340.
It's going up. I told you everybody was leaving California.
Yep, all headed to Yellowknife.
Yep. I know I like to send some people to Yellowknife.
Schools of Yellowknife. There we go.
All right.
Oh, there's a college, Aurora College.
Really? Aurora College and Yellowknife.
I guess because the Aurora Borealis, you can see it all the time.
Hey, the ice cubes.
There's the Ecole St. Patrick High School. There's a Sir John Franklin High School.
No Yellowknife High School. What a disappointment, Yellowknife. Come on.
Well, I got nothing on the...
My guess is there's a lot of natives up there. You know, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
But who knows? You know the remember the Canadian football teams? There used to be the Edmonton Eskimos. I believe they got rid of the Eskimos part. You know, like Washington got rid of the Redskins. But to me, Eskimos is just the name of a tribe. It's not derogatory, is it? I don't know.
I didn't think it would be derogatory, but I don't know. I bet there are people that are offended for them.
Yeah.
I am offended for the term Eskimos, even though I'm not an Eskimo.
I get the Redskin thing. I get that. That's an offensive term. I get that. But we still have the Florida State Seminoles, and the Seminole Nation is totally cool with it.
Yeah. So how about the Atlanta Braves?
I don't think it's derogative because it's not, you know, it's not a negative connotation. Braves is a positive term. Or Warriors is a positive, you know, fighting warrior, you're brave. Now, Cleveland Indians, okay, they're really not from India, so I get that part.
Well, that's why they're the command, or
what are they?
Guardians.
The Guardians, which I haven't gotten used to yet.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the Washington Commanders yet. But we will. We'll get used to it eventually. Eventually, we'll forget all about it.
I don't know. 50 years, I've called them the Redskins. I have a hard time... Calling them something different.
It's like still when the Chargers are on TV, they still slip and say San Diego.
Yeah.
And they will for a while until we all die, and then they'll be the LA Chargers. Who knows?
Whatever.
Oh, and these happy... Well, this is a sports-loaded show, wouldn't it? So if you got friends who like sports and hard rock, please tell them about our little show. If you want to write a little... blurb on Apple or Google or whatever, give us a 5-star rating. Go ahead and do that. We have a couple ratings here and there, but we're a low-level, small, niche show, so we know we're not getting Joe Rogan numbers, okay? But we're getting
close. I wouldn't think so.
No, we're almost close to 50,000 listens, which I think is pretty impressive.
That's cool.
That people have taken the time to listen to the show, you know.
How are our ratings?
We don't have any ratings. Come on.
I mean, as far as, like, people giving us...
Ratings? The ratings are pretty high, but there's not that many. Like, if you go to Apple, I think it's probably, like, 8 or 10. You can rate 1 through 5, and most of them are positive, so that's good.
That's good.
If we could listen to anybody and turn anybody on to music that we like to listen to, that's what it's all about. And we get to talk to each other, see each other's smiley faces, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, my wife asked when I told her I was coming to record. She said, "Oh, Mark back from Hawaii? Was that like his 60th birthday trip?"
Ooh.
I was like, "He's not 60 yet."
No, I turned 58. Okay, yeah. I'm the same age as your wife. Remind her of that.
Oh, I will.
She might look younger than me, but we are the same age. Okay, just saying.
Well, I'll be 56 in like 3 weeks.
Nice. So. Doesn't feel any different.
No.
No. Takes a little longer to get the stairs, but other than that...
God, I hate that. Please.
No, I hate getting out of the car if you've been driving for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm a little stiff there. Takes me a little longer to get out of the car. But once I get moving, I'm okay. But initially, it's tough.
that's what happens when I sit too long in this chair that I'm in right now, because this is where I work. You know, so if I'm busy and I'm spending like 3 hours here, I'll get up and go, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, my hips hurt. My knees hurt. My back hurts.
Yeah, this is what, you know, another thing sucks about getting old is if you have a prescription and you got to read the directions on the damn bottle, even with my glasses, I'm squinting. What the hell does this say?
Hey, Max, come here.
Yeah, read this. Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Okay, we don't want to bore anybody else about how old we're getting, but this was a fun show, I think.
Tied on rapid fire, 1 of 3.
Okay, you sure about that?
I'm sure about it. You got the Chili Peppers guitarist and the flea question wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's a push on the first two, and the last one you won, so.
Yep.
I'm getting my ass cleaned.
I'm victorious once again.
Wait, that didn't mean, I just said I'm getting my ass cleaned. That does not make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, and I'm not the one cleaned. Doing it.
Well, you kind of are, and you kind of not. Not literally, okay, people out there in podcast land. You get what we're saying. Danny won again this week, so it should make your daughter real happy. Maybe I'll have my daughter do the next show, even though she hates rock music. So that probably won't work out too well. So, but maybe we'll think about listening to those bad Alice Cooper albums and review them. I don't know. We'll see. We haven't decided yet. So we'll see you back in a couple weeks with a brand new episode. Please tell everybody about our show. And have a great day.
Goodbye.